The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Your doing goes
well. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and now we're going into the Christina Lu Show. But just before we do, Sharon is still here. What were you just saying about the mind? I'm sorry, just in the break talking with
Ann. So there's a type of breathing in Qigong and Tai Chi that you can do. It's called Yuan breathing, and it's a breathing through the top of the head. You take the in-breath and bring the energy down to your feet and breathe out through your third eye, and you do it very slowly. And over a period, maybe about 3-4 breaths, you'll feel your body start to calm down. So if you're nervous, you have tension, that helps work with you. Now, if you think
third eye, I know where it is, but just let people know.
The third eye is between the eyebrows, and sometimes people may have headaches there and whatnot. You know, sometimes psychics will say, well, you're opening up your third eye. Maybe, but the idea is not to focus on that.
Right.
It's just the place where the pituitary gland is.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, pituitary, and then you got the pineal gland there, so it's hormones related and whatnot. But that also helps with, especially if you're working out, breathing again, calming the mind.
Perfect. Okay. I heard you talking. I just wanted to bring that up because it's important, all these things. And I think the best advice we can give anybody is it's worth it to have one conversation with Sharon. That's what, honestly, I mean, it really, you have nothing to lose. You're a senior, you're 60 years old. I mean, you don't have to be a senior, but to look into these, you know, new age modalities, because, you know, you have a pain, you're going to the doctor the four, five years, you keep taking Excedrin or whatever you take. If it hasn't gone away, maybe look at something different. And you hear people turn around and say, my God, I started going to this class. You know, Ann is an avid swimmer. There are benefits. There's benefits from everything. If you put your heart into it and you're going open-mindedly, there's a benefit. You're not going to come out and say, oh, that was just a terrible experience. It's only terrible if you want to make it terrible.
And I'll just fit in one thing briefly. As a speech pathologist, many people are afraid of speaking in public. And if you take the skills and the things that you've just spoken about, there's a transfer here that you can calm yourself. You can breathe from the abdomen. All of this has transferable positive applications for speaking.
Right. I agree. Everything. The more calm we are, the better we're all going to be.
Yes.
You know, especially nowadays. Everybody seems to be just going nuts in a black and white world.
Well, computers, everything is fast, 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 and you're jumping all over the place. So here you focus, and it really helps you to get in line with whatever it is that you need to do.
Well, one last thought.
Go ahead.
Quickly. When you are moving fast through the world, you tend to make mistakes faster in what you do, the work that you do, if you're out enjoying your friends, if you're at home, and you have a tendency to fall and lose your balance, not only physically, but mentally losing your balance. What if you can work with something that helps you slow down, quiet your mind on a consistent level? You could go through life a lot easier and more peaceful, and people are going to want to be around you a lot more because you're calming to them also.
That's true, too.
Harmony and balance.
Right.
Yeah. Many of us really put that as a mission that we want to achieve, harmony and balance.
Yeah, because when you're in a room with somebody who's totally agitated, everybody's all worked up.
Exactly.
You know, and there's just you don't want to be there.
Right.
You walk into a room and somebody's peaceful and calm. It's nice. It's like, okay, we can relax here and have a nice conversation versus...
And it helps you be more positive, and positive things seem to work out better than holding on to the negative.
Right. I agree 100%.
Yes.
Perfect. Sharon, I want to thank you so
thank
much for
you
coming.
Thank you so much, everyone.
And good luck with the JCC. You should reach out to the Roslyn JCC. Or I'm
okay.
going to reach out to them.
All right.
When I go there next time. Honestly, because they have all these different classes. I have no idea if they have that or not. And they have them from 9 to 12. You know, 9 to 12, like 9 to 5 or 6 every day. I'll find out, and guess what? You know, I'll push for you.
Okay.
Because honestly, terrific. And now we have the Christina Liu show that goes on. But I just want to bring everybody's attention to something that happened this week in the DA's office. And they Madeline Zingas is doing a tremendous job as the Nassau County District Attorney. But they have put like a 15-man program together for elder abuse of all different types. And it really is so important that nobody, no senior in the town of North Hempstead, but Madeline is the DA for the entire county, nobody, and we talk about this all the time on the radio, if you suspect somebody is taking advantage of you financially, or you don't have to suspect if it's physical, the different types of abuse, you just call the DA's office. They'll have people respond to you. You know, call 311. Call North Hempstead 311 if there's an issue going on, because it's billions of dollars a year gets taken from seniors. And forget the billions of dollars, which is significant. It's what, you know, actually just kind of having the conversation with Sharon. There's no peace in your mind. There's no peace in your head, rather. You know, if you're a senior who has been scammed somehow. I did a program maybe 2 weeks ago at the Bristol, and some lady came up to me afterwards, and she had $20,000. And she had fallen for that grandparent. You know, she got a call. It was her grandson. Needed money. He was going to be in jail and blah, 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 blah. She actually got a check. And the situation, which was terrible, is it's a quasi-estranged situation with her son, who I got the impression may be aggressive. So she didn't want her grandson getting in trouble because the father may not have known where he was supposed to be. Yada, yada, yada. $20,000 later, she says, can I get the money back? I said, it's impossible. But that's communication also. You know,
unfortunately, there are a number of shams out there. And I know when I get a phone call about a virus on my computer.
Nope, that's a big one now.
And I don't own a computer.
Oh, that's even better.
And I wait. I let him go through the entire thing with total peace of mind and wait till the end. And for $9.99, you can buy whatever it may be that he wants me to give him in money. And I say, I can't thank you enough. I do not own a computer. And then it's you hear that click real
fast.
Right. You know darn well that you're being had. And
it's strictly on the numbers. And once they get your card, they'll charge three or four things. You'll call up maybe three or four hours later to cancel the card. They've gotten $500. Now, you'll get the money back probably, yada, yada. But that's not the point.
They're crooks. They're absolute crooks.
And they go on numbers. You know, and if they can make 200 calls a day and get two or three people, that, you know, and, I, you know, since I go around doing some of these things, the stories I'm hearing, it's staggering how, you know, another $100 and $200. And that's the other thing, too. When somebody does get scammed, okay, and they'll do it small. And if I get you for $100, Ann, you're a mark. So if they ain't gave me $100, I can go back with a new scam for $200. I can go back. And most of the times, you'll find out that the people who have been taken advantage of, it's been over a year. And now they sent a check for $5,000. But, you know, oh, I'm sorry, that didn't come in the mail. Well, you know, we're going to double it up this time. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do that. Somebody was telling me recently about some young kid. Unfortunately, he was an immigrant. And I'm saying that because he didn't have a great expertise in the language. And he's trying to make a living. And he's hard work. And he was a landscaper helper. So somebody calls him and says, you know, I can sell you computers that will sell it wherever the computer store is, whatever, PC Richards, for $1,000. I can get them for you for $200. Would you like to, you know, it's legit. You would like to buy a few? So the guy says yes. So he sends a check for $600. Thinking he's going to get three computers that are worth $3,000. He could sell them. And it's all legit, he's thinking. Calls like a week or two later. He didn't get the computers. What does he do? Guy says, you didn't get them. Oh, they got routed to Arizona. That's ridiculous. We're going to add two more on for all the aggregates. Send us another $400. You know, by the time he told his boss, who was like the head of the landscaping, he was out like $3,000 or $4,000. There was no computers ever coming. And this was a young kid. This was not a senior. And it was legit. He's thinking, if I get these computers, I could sell them to my friends and make some money. And it doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
I think in addition, you can also get people who tell you you are making a donation to a very worthy cause, and there is no cause. It's their pocket. And you have to be very careful that they're not using that also as a line to bilk you.
100%. You have to go to the Attorney General's office in Albany. There's a hotline that when somebody calls you, you ask them what the name of the organization is and say, give me your number, which should be a number, not a cell phone. I'll call you back, and you call the Attorney General's office, and or you can go online if you have a computer. In Great Neck, where I live, they have the Great Neck Breast Cancer Coalition. It's been in business for 10, 15 years, and I actually did a couple of walks for them to raise money. There was also a place called the Breast Cancer Association, something like this. And the Breast Cancer Coalition was fighting with them for years. And then finally the DA at the time was Kathleen Rice, came down on them, $500,000, and it wasn't even a real organization. They were paying their mortgage. They had kids in the Hebrew Academy, and they were paying the Hebrew Academy. It was the most amazing thing. And it was ridiculous. Bottom line, $500,000 over X number of years. Nobody got a penny back. I do believe that was a couple that went to jail. And your life is ruined. Your kids' lives are ruined. It's just, you have to be, and it's a terrible thing to say, and we're not telling everybody that people, this is rampant. This is a red flag. That's all we're saying. You know, it's just beware. The first time somebody calls you, you don't win that easily.
It's like a Bernie Madoff kind of thing, is that it's...
That was rougher. That was calculated.
Okay, but still, you know, it looks good, it sounds good, but in the long run, it's your life savings, it's whatever it may be. And it's the goodness in your heart that's putting it out, and you have to be able to be strong and say, no, hang up.
Right. I had a potential client who was dealing with Bernie Madoff, and we sat down. And she wanted to do business with me. And she said, John, I'm sorry. I'm getting so much better than what you're offering me. Thank you. I said, okay. We still were friends. And like 2 years later is when the Bernie thing hit. They had sold an apartment building. Not a big one, but had given him all the money. And an oil delivery service. It was a second marriage for both. And they sold their thing. Had a house in Palm Beach and a house in Roslyn. Lost everything but the house. One house. And they went back to work in their 70s. And that was because, and two intelligent people. But every month you got the statement, nobody realized the whole thing was fabricated. That's a much more complicated scam. That was pathetic. You know, telling you I'm going to give you a prize of $1,000 for 100 is one story. He had an office. He was on Wall Street for years and had a name that people respected. He went to the parties and he went to all the... That was just one of the ones that go down in history. It really was. But that's besides the point. We have somebody on the phone. Actually, you know what can we do? Can we take a break? Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll take our first break from the Christina Lu Show. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.